In John chapter 3, verse 36, he who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. This passage introduces us to the subject of belief and faith, without which we cannot be saved. In order to be successful at any endeavor in life, you have to believe in what you're doing. If you don't sincerely, wholeheartedly believe in what you're doing, you will not stick with it for the rest of your life. To illustrate what I'm talking about, I want to use a personal example. When I was in college, I needed some extra money, and I was convinced by a friend to sign up and sell some merchandise for a certain company. I became a soap salesman. But I was never convinced that the soap I was selling was worth the price I was charging. In fact, every time someone bought some of my soap, I felt they were getting ripped off. I felt they could have gone to the store and bought soap that was just as good for just a fraction of the price. Now let me ask you some questions and see if you can answer these questions based on the confession I've just made to you. Number one, how good of a salesman do you think I became for that soap company? Number two, do you think I stayed with that company for the rest of my life? And number three, do you think I would be willing to die for that soap company? The truth of the matter is, I was a horrible salesman. I didn't stay with the company for very long at all, and I certainly wouldn't die for that company nor for their soap. Why? Because I didn't really believe that that soap or company was the best that there was. I wasn't convinced that this was really that great of a product. To be successful at anything, you have to believe in the product you're selling. People who are truly convinced use the product themselves. They constantly talk to their friends and neighbors about the product because they're truly convinced that this is the best there is on the market. People who truly believe in a product would never switch or try anything different. They're loyal and would never entertain the idea of something beating their product. Now, God knows this. God wants people to come to heaven and live with Him, but He wants people who believe in the product, so to speak. He wants people who are so committed to the Word and to the Lord that they use the product themselves. He wants people who constantly talk to their friends and neighbors about the Lord and His teachings. God wants people who are loyal and would never dream of trying anything different because they're convinced that what He offers is better than anything anyone else could possibly offer. God doesn't want people surrounding Him in heaven who have divided hearts, people who might not be loyal, people who would turn on Him the first opportunity they get. He wants people who have proven themselves trustworthy and loyal. The only way this can possibly happen is if a person comes to truly believe in the product that God offers. In Hebrews 11, verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him." God the Father is offering to mankind a product, His only begotten Son. His Son is Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's only begotten Son by inheritance, Hebrews chapter 1. He's better than all of the prophets and all of the angels, Hebrews chapter 1. He's better than Moses, Hebrews chapter 3. He's better than Joshua, Hebrews chapter 4. He's better than Aaron, the high priest of Israel, Hebrews chapter 5. His New Testament is better than the Old Testament, Hebrews 8. His sacrifice of His own body is better than all of the sacrifices of all the Old Testament, Hebrews chapters 9 and 10. His church is better than the Jewish system, Hebrews 12. When men come to believe these things about Jesus, they are never the same again. When men are truly convinced that Jesus is God's Son, number one, they will obey every last syllable that He spoke. They will do what He said, even if it sounds ridiculous, even if it seems that no good will come from it. In Luke chapter 5, verse 5, "But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." What drove Simon to obey the Lord here? Why would he throw the net into the water when it seemed such a waste of time? Because he truly believed in the Lord. Number two, men who are truly convinced that Jesus is God's Son will have no question of loyalty. Men who truly believe in Jesus will stay with Him even when everyone else is leaving. In John 6, verse 66, "From that time many of His disciples went back and walked with Him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, Do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." What made Peter and the other apostles so loyal? Why didn't they leave when everyone else was leaving? Because they had faith in the Lord. They were truly convinced that He was the Son of God. Number three, when men are truly convinced that Jesus is God's Son, they're willing to die for Him. The Lord becomes more important than life itself. In Revelation 12 and verse 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives unto the death. How could people die for the Lord? How could they accept torture, imprisonment, loss of property, and death, all for the sake of the Lord Jesus? Because they believed with all their hearts that he was the Son of the living God. When men are truly convinced that Jesus is the Son of God, all the commandments in all of the Scriptures become easy to perform. 1 John 5 verse 3. Because they're convinced in their heart of hearts that they're following after the Creator of life. But when men are not truly convinced, then every command is a burden. When men are not truly convinced Jesus is the Son of God, they question whether or not certain commands have to be obeyed. They bring no one else to the Lord. They attend the services of the church only when it's convenient. They quit the Lord's church at the first insult or injustice. They're untrustworthy and disloyal. You can never count on them. Now, in order that there might be a foundation upon which to base faith, God has given evidence. Never has God asked for blind faith. Blind faith is unbiblical. The Lord wants us to have a solid, unmovable, firm, unshakable faith. And that can only come from evidence that is solid and beyond any reasonable doubt. In John 20, verse 30, truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Please notice, number one, Jesus worked signs in the presence of his disciples in order that there might be a basis for faith. Evidence, you see. Number two, signs were written down so that future generations could read and thereby believe in the deity of Jesus. Always, biblical faith is based on evidence. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. These are some of the most revealing passages in all of the Bible. They demonstrate the very purpose for the Scriptures themselves. Why do we have a Bible at all? Why did God go to the trouble of inspiring the Scriptures? Why have prophets and apostles die so that the world could have the Scriptures? Because faith is based upon the evidence collected in those Scriptures. And true faith is the only way that men will ever have their hearts fully devoted to the Lord. The Apostle Paul summed it up well when he wrote these words in Romans 6, verse 17. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness. Men obey from the heart only when they truly believe. This is the only way that they can put their hearts into what they're doing.